Good morning. This is Myra with Family First. How can I help you?
Myra, Bob McQuite calling you.
Hi, how are you today?
All right. I just want to check in to verify my yesterday. I remember clocking out, but I just want to check, make sure everything is good for clocking in.
Yes. Can you please remind me the patient's name?
Yeah. Erica Hinds, H-I-N-D-S.
Okay, got it. Hold on one second. For yesterday, I can see the clock in at 6:36 a.m.
Oh.
Clock out was at 5:32 p.m.
Oh, okay, so I did. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been running around, you know,
okay.
Tired and running around here ragged.
Okay, no problem. Did you have another question? Something else that I can help you with?
Nope. My main. I do have another question now. What am I able to? I guess to verify my time, but I have to be on the phone app, or can I go on the computer, the desktop computer, to check my times if I did, you know, lock in or.
Well, since you're using the phone, the patient's phone, the only way to check that is to call me.
Oh, okay. So that's what I've been doing then.
Yeah.
Okay then. No problem. So, sometime I wonder, did I, do things out of regimental, stuff?
Yeah.
You start thinking, did I it? Did I not? Okay.
Yeah. Anything that happens, you can just call me or text me. I'll let you know.
Sounds good. And, all right. Now, if I did clock some, you don't send out automatic text or reminder or if I did or not? Or
yes. If you didn't, if a clock in or a clock out or both of them are missing, I have to get in touch with you. To find out
what happened.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh. So every time that happens, I will send you a text. If I don't send you a text, then it's because it's all good.
Right. Sounds good. All right then. Just want to make sure there's some type of backup plan.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. You have a good day then, Mara.
You too. Have a great day. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.